Hi, I'm Sally Ford, and I'd like to invite you to join me and my psychedelic sidekick, Dr. Gonzo, on a musical exploration on, and this one's introduced by, on community radio station 3CR.
Hi, I'm Dr. Gonzo, and this one's introduced by is a 60-minute program where we listen to tracks from an album introduced by the artist who made the album. Thanks for listening, and this one's introduced by
Sally Ford has lived a life steeped in music. A singer, saxophonist, flutist, and songwriter. She has been performing for nearly five decades, sharing stages early on with the likes of Paul Kelly and Joe Camilleri. Her versatility and presence saw her appear on Rock Arena with the Black Sorrows, hosted by Suzanne Dowling, at a time when the Australian music scene was exploding with new sounds and bold ideas. Across the years, Sally has formed, fronted, and recorded with a remarkable range of projects. Her post-punk outfit, The Kevins, became a cult favourite, while her love of Latin music led to the creation of Texicali Rose and Sally Ford and the Pachuco Playboys, both celebrated for their vibrant Spanish language repertoire. For 15 years, she's been a core member of the Melbourne Ska Orchestra, contributing her voice and horns to one of the country's most electrifying live bands under the direction of Nicky Bomba. And that's only scratching the surface. Sally's musical life is long, varied, and endlessly creative. Today, she joins Patrick Cronin to introduce their latest musical venture, Every Happiness, the new album by Sally Ford and the Idiomatics. It's a rich, evocative collection of songs crafted by musicians who've spent decades refining their art, players who live for the joy of writing, collaborating, and performing. Sally Ford and Patrick Cronin are here with Dr. Gonzo to present the album Every Happiness on, and this one's introduced by, on Community Radio 3CR.
Hi, it's Sally Ford here to talk about the Idiomatics new album, which is called Every Happiness. And myself and Patrick Cronin, who's...
I'm right here.
You are there. We've been playing in many bands for many, many years. And perhaps the most well-known one was Texicali Rose. We played Tex-Mex. We did two albums with that band. Then we played the Pachuco Playboys. We did an album with that band. And then we had Dr. Hernandez, and we did an album with that band. And as well as the Sally Ford and Idiomatics, we also play in the Melbourne Ska Orchestra. And Patrick had a long and illustrious touring career with the Spaghetti Western Orchestra. So there's a lot of influences coming from there into this current album.
That's right. And in fact, I think, you know, as a lot of artists often say, this came out of lockdown, this particular album, because we'd, for most of our time together, which is, you know, quite a few decades now, we'd produce music kind of in the Latin genre, broadly Latin, different Latin genres, whether it's, you know, cumbia or son or Tex-Mex, mariachi. But a lot of it was to make people dance, you know, to keep people on a dance floor. That kind of all fell away during lockdown for all of us, unless you were dancing at home by yourself. But we started thinking about, okay, what can we do that's in fact a little smaller, not as many musicians needed, and music that is more for listening to.
Yeah, and I think it was important that we sort of stress that, because as Patrick said, we've been making people dance for so many years, and I just felt tired, I think. And I'd been singing in Spanish for all that time. And so this was a real change, a new direction to sing in English, which, to be frank, was actually quite challenging, because suddenly the whole audience knew what I was singing about. So that was a challenge.
Including me, which was a bit of a change.
Anywho, so let's get on to talking about the album, which we called Every Happiness. And the first song has quite a story behind it. And one afternoon I was just walking home and I fell into step behind these two guys who were probably my age, middle-aged. One of them had a little dog and they were just walking home, but they were having an incredibly intense conversation about what they were going to have and cook for dinner. And I just, my ears pricked up, as I think a lot of songwriters do a lot of eavesdropping. And I started to, you know, follow them, not stalking, just listening. And I, even though they were so pissed off with each other, he'd brought the wrong bread and he'd gone to the wrong shop to buy the meat and whatever, it was just going to be a disastrous meal. I thought, these guys have been together a long time, and even though they're so niggly about such a mundane thing as their next dinner, they're still incredibly connected. So I wrote this song for them, and it's called Together Too Long.
We've been together too long. Our conversations are boring. You never listen to a word I say. We've been together too long. Is this the end of our story? Our words of love are full of emptiness. But can we say goodbye? So long, but here's the truth of our story. Day by day we've built a happy home. We can't just say goodbye. On and on and on we go, one foot in front of the other. Love has cooled, passion is gone, no longer lovers, we are brothers. Ooh. We've been together too long. Goodbye.
That was Together Too Long by Sally Ford and the Idiomatics. And track number two on the album is called Dog Trap Gully Road. And this was one of the first songs we wrote for this group.
Yeah, and I mean, for anyone who's seen the bands that Sally and I have done in the past, as we've said, that they did have more of a Latin or a ska or, you know, genre-based sound. Again, in lockdown, we kind of became fairly enamored with sound design technology, so I spent a lot of time developing that sort of stuff, along with Michael Javier, who's our keyboard player and co-writer. Michael and myself a bit have done a fair bit of sound design in the past for theatre and a little bit for film and audio installations. So we had a bit of a history of working in sound design and with synths and with sequences. But, you know, lockdown allowed us to really put a lot of time into that. So the sound is very different to what we've been working with. We're using sequences, we're using drum machines, we're using synths. But we try to add a lot of organica to the electronica, I suppose, in that there's live instrumentation as well. We have Alice Garner playing cello. I play trombone, Sally plays flute and sax and alto flute as well, and the voice. So, yeah, the aim is to have it underpinned by kind of what we call melancholic electronica, but, yeah, with a lot of the acoustic stuff happening over the top.
And this also came from the idea for this song, for me, lyrically, came from lockdown because we were so, you know, shut down close to home, but we live quite near Melbourne Cemetery. And I used to spend quite a lot of time walking around the cemetery, then got to go to the Beechworth Cemetery, where I found this incredibly beautiful tree called a funereal cypress. And this is really a song to that tree. It's called Dog Trap Gully Road.
Funereal cypress drapes her dress to the lawn. A sycamore gently bends in ghostly silence at the dawn. Down on Dog Trap Gully Road. Sings the secrets of his soul. The grieving widow's sad lament hangs over yesterday. The weeping willow has no more to say. Golden light of autumn paints the sky a pearly gray. Down on Dog Trap Gully Road. Was that an angel I saw at the grave? Darling, be brave. Sometimes it takes a little longer to find all that you've been looking for. Thank you. me fly away. Bittersweet memories call me home. If that bird has my wings, let me fly with her song down on Dog Trap Gully Road. If that bird has my wings, let me fly with her song down along Dog Trap Gully Road. Gully Road.
The next track is the title track, Every Happiness, and it's really came from just the world we're living in at the moment. And I guess, as Patrick said earlier, we decided to call what we do melancholic electronica, but then we sort of diverged into this kind of dystopian area. But I hope you like this one. Patrick's got something to explain about where the music came from.
The dystopian music actually came from the inspiration with it came from a musical. We went to see Hamilton a few years ago now, and there's a particular scene in it where I think it's the character of King George III does almost a music hall song, and it's very theatrical, really over the top. It has a music hall element. The melody that Sally'd written kind of made me respond to that. I immediately thought of that, and so had put in what to me felt like a kind of a driving music hall rhythm to make it sound a little bit more theatrical than a conventional tune.
I wish you every happiness this crazy world will allow. How can we redress this unholy mess? Where do we go now? Send in the lifeboats, throw me a line, turn up the silence. A snowflake in an avalanche will wonder who shoulders the blame. In such an unlikely photograph, you wonder what's outside the frame. Send in the lifeboats, throw me a line, turn up the silence. It's surely time. Promise not the poison running free in your mind. Should we beg forgiveness? Should we stand our ground? Can soft fascination save us this time? world will allow. How can we redress this unholy mess? Where do we go now? The world keeps on turning. Truth's hard to find. Deniers, believers, all on borrowed time. I wish you every happiness. I wish you every happiness.
That was a tune called Every Happiness, and that was a lot of fun to make, actually, the backing. And it gave Michael Javier on keyboards a chance to really kind of, you know, go crazy on the synths. We actually recorded it in a farmhouse in the country. We'd had a few days there recording, and we were in this bucolic setting, and Michael was going crazy on the dystopian synths, so it felt good to do.
The next track is really different. It's called Deja Vu. It comes from quite a while ago. I wrote this song with Barry Deanick, who's a terrific songwriter and bass player. He's a bass player in the Melbourne Sky Orchestra, and he and I have collaborated on several songs, and this is one of them. And I think this is kind of the essence of our desire to call what we do melancholic electronica. This is called Deja Vu.
I've been here before. I recognize this place. I don't like it here. It's cold and unfriendly. To say it in French sounds so wistful and pensive. But what we have here is ungracious and restive. I've been here before. I recognize this place. How do we find our way out of these troubled waters? Our friends say we're strong, but they look from a distance. And what do they know of our private existence? Deja vu, we pass like ships in the night. Deja vu, nothing we say to each other is right. Deja vu, detaching, you sail away. I'm left here on the shore, but I've been here before. Our friends say we're strong, but they look from a distance, and what could they know of our private existence? We've been here before, but if we drift any further, tell me, how do we sail back into safe harbor? Deja vu, we pass like ships in the night. Deja vu, nothing we say to each other feels right. Deja vu, detaching, you sail away. I'm left here on the shore, but I've been here before. Hi,
I'm Sally Ford, and you're listening to And This One's Introduced By, where the artist introduces tracks from their album here on 3CR. So a lot of the songs are Ford Cronin compositions, and what usually happens is I come up with a lyric, and then I walk around the park a lot and hopefully come up with a melody, which I pass to Patrick. And he will develop that further, and then we'll come back together. And, you know, it's a process. But this next song was written totally by Patrick and Michael Javier, and it's called Amsterdam.
I don't know why it's called Amsterdam, actually, but this came from just a snippet of an idea that I did for an installation in Werribee called Red Arcade. It was a sound and art installation, and this was just a little bit of mood background music, almost Muzak, actually, the basic idea for this. And it was very slow and unassuming. But I gave it to Michael Javier, and he took it and ran with it. So we came up with this kind of, you know, slightly ska-influenced, I think, because Michael also plays with the Melbourne Ska Orchestra, so there's always a bit of ska lurking in the background. He also plays with ska vendors as well. We came up with this kind of hybrid ska tune with that I put some lyrics together for that I don't really know what they mean, but, you know, it's evocative of being in Amsterdam anyway, theoretically.
Hi-fi, lo-fi, slide between if you can. It's fun to sing, and I get to use my effects pedal on my voice and on the flute. So this one's called Amsterdam.
Passenger Marley, traveling to Belfast, you are delaying the flight. Immediate boarding, please, at gate H1. We will proceed to offload your luggage. Passengers Sparrow, Carlson and Hoyden Carlson, traveling to Gothenburg, you are delaying the flight. Immediate boarding, please, at gate C9. We will proceed to offload your luggage. Passengers Wood and Elias, traveling to Manchester, you are delaying the flight.
Tomorrow gone today, Amsterdam. Now the line begins to fray, Amsterdam. Hi-fi, lo-fi, slide between if you can. Now tomorrow's gone today, Amsterdam. Thank you. trip or take a seat, Amsterdam. Third aisle down is where to meet, Amsterdam. Leave your money at the door, it's no scam. Try tomorrow, not today, Amsterdam.
So Dr. Gonzo has just informed Patrick and myself that David Bowie has a song called Amsterdam, but Patrick swears he didn't know that and it's not a rip-off.
I've never heard it. Who's David Bowie?
Where's Amsterdam? Okay, so the next song is called In Julio's Garden and it's a bit of a nod to our Latin past. It's got a little of a Latin feel to it. And the lyric came from a friend had moved to Morocco. As I don't know, I have a friend who now lives in Morocco, and she had a this Spanish guy came to live to work on her place, in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of the desert. It's a very beautiful place, and it was called Julio's Garden. And I don't know. So my lyrics sometimes come from, you know, a little snatch from here, and then it might sit for as Leonard Cohen said, you can leave a lyric for up to 10 years. And it can still work when you come back to it 10 years later. So I don't think this one was quite 10 years, but I had this idea that in Julio's garden there was a desert rose, and then it became a song about grief and dying. So it meandered around, and here it is.
It's also, I mean, the percussion loop that I've used underneath is is kind of a bolero sound or a son bolero. It's which has its own, you know, if you know Latin genres, the bolero are kind of the torch songs of the whole Latin genre. So it seemed to suit the lyrics that Sal had written.
In Julio's garden, there is a desert rose. It's there in the oasis. You can see it as it grows. Mother and child shiver in the failing light as the sun drops below the horizon. Her brittle heart will shatter and break up into shards. A supple heart will open like a flower as it greets the morning sun. Grief can be the price of love. You see it everywhere in so many sad faces.
The next song is track number 7, and it's called Love Letter. And this is helped by my explanation of Leonard Cohen's sort of saying that a song can gestate for years. In this case, it was most of my lifetime. When I was a kid, there was a song by Fats Waller called I'm Going to Sit Right Down and Write Myself a Letter. And that lyric impressed me as a five-year-old and even more so into my, what's this, my sixth or seventh decade. There's no use denying it. But this is my version of that song, and it's called Love Letter. Who will write me a love letter?
But you should say about where you got the idea for
yes,
the loop.
Yes, I should say that because I was working with Barry Deenick. I went up to he lives outside Dalesford on this beautiful property, and we were working away there, and I had this idea which I didn't think was going to come out as it did. I thought it was more of a ballad. You know, I always thought that the Idiomatics was very ballad-based. We sort of had no songs that were higher than 90 BPM. But Barry introduced me to 21 Pilots, and I went away and listened to their song. And it's still very different from what they do, but the feel came from, I was inspired by their feel, and that's what Love Letter is.
Write me a love letter, my own sweet billet doux. I'll read it on the other side of midnight. Fingers crossed, the words I see ring true. Will it say you are my darling, that you'll forgive me for everything I do? Write me a love letter, I hope it will be you. Show my age, words written on a page are now considered so last century. I try not to overthink, it just takes me to the brink and leaves me searching endlessly. Will it say you are my darling, that you forgive me for everything I do? Shining through. Who will write me this love letter? My own sweet billet doux. I guess I'll be the one to write my love letter. I know it won't be you.
Know it won't be you. This next song was inspired by a friend who moved from my side of town to the other side of town, and that meant that I had to deal with Punt Road and crossing the Yarra, which is can be a bit of an obstacle for people on either side. Anywho, this is for him because he moved to Bentley and I never saw him again, and it's called Don't Be a Stranger.
Don't be a stranger, I miss your smiling face. You know you're welcome here, anytime at my place. Don't let sweet memories fade, no raining on my parade. Don't be a stranger. There was a time I was so close to you. We grew apart, too many things to do. Don't let sweet memories fade, no raining on my parade. Don't be a stranger.
Actually, that was a lie. I see him all the time. He's the drummer in the Melbourne Sky Orchestra. So this brings us to our last track on Every Happiness. And this song was written for the Melbourne Sky Orchestra. We did a project called 52 Fridays a couple of years ago where we wrote a song and released a song every Friday for 1 year. It was a crazy idea, and it was kind of was nuts, really, but it was fun to do. But this song that we wrote never had an outing. So we were looking around for some more material and we thought, I reckon we can do an idiomatics treatment of this. So we did. And we've had to change the title because it's the Melbourne Sky Orchestra version is still registered for APRA as Moving On, but our version is now called Keep Moving On.
It's quite different. We decided we kept the melody pretty much and the arrangement in a way, but Michael Javier and I kind of came up with a whole different backing for it and used a lot of materials that Michael had actually made before. And this is a real kind of sound design approach, I suppose, especially at the start. But then we got a beat going as well. So it's quite a different feel for us, but hopefully you like it. And we have a guest vocalist.
We do have a guest vocalist here, Olive May Bowers. She's first time recording with the Idiomatics, and hers is it's a duet between me and Olive. And the lyrics are really, again, you know, just about these times that we're living in, you know, people trying to take us back to when the world was flat, or telling us that there are still flat earthers out there. And the bridge at the end says, step out of the dark and step into the light. We've got to keep moving on.
There's a sign in the airport, says the world is flat. Why would you want to go back to that? When we're moving, moving on. Well, the wind keeps blowing, but the change don't come. And the answer won't be the same for everyone. Still we're
moving on.
So you've been listening to myself, Sally Ford, and
Patrick Cronin
from the Idiomatics, and we've been presenting Every Happiness, which is our debut album. And as someone kindly pointed out, it's very odd for a band of this at this end of their career, submerging artists, to have a debut album. But nevertheless, that's what we've got. I hope you've enjoyed listening to it, hearing some stories about the songs. And just to tell you that the album is available on Bandcamp. There's also a tea towel, which is available and would make a lovely Christmas present, although Christmas might have been passed by the time you hear this. And on the tea towel and on the actual CD are a whole bunch of little collages. It's another thing that I started to do in lockdown. So if you're interested in collage and melancholic electronica, please look out for our album, Sally Ford and the Idiomatics, Every Happiness.
And thanks to Dr. Gonzo for having us on 3CR, Support Community Radio.
Yes, thank you. Good night.
Thanks for listening to an episode of And This One's Introduced By. I'm Dr. Gonzo, and I'll be presenting another artist with another album next time on This One's Introduced By. Catch you next time.
Hi, I'm Sally Ford. Please support Community Radio 3CR, get involved, and find out more on the website at 3cr.org.au.
Thank you, Sally Ford and Patrick Cronin, for introducing the songs from the great first album by Sally Ford and the Idiomatics, Every Happiness. And Dr. Gonzo is happy to be able to present this episode of And This One's Introduced By in time to tell you about the afternoon of exotic sounds at George Lane in St Kilda with Sally Ford and the Idiomatics and Catherine McQuaid's Perfect Storm, which will be a great afternoon of music starting at 2:30 this Saturday, 22nd of November, a highly recommended date for your calendar. And let's keep this party swinging and listen to a selection of music that the highly talented Sally Ford has been involved with most of her life, starting with the big band led by Nicky Bomba, the amazing Melbourne Ska Orchestra. Ritmo Tambori I Flores by Sally Ford and the Pachuco Playboys off the 2004 album Sol de Abril, and La Ticulera by Texicali Rose from Ofrenda, released in 2000. I'm sorry about my lousy pronunciations, and I'm sure Sally would introduce these tracks much better than me. The Melbourne Ska Orchestra have up to 34 players in the band, and this is a great live track featuring Sally Ford recorded at the Triffid in Brisbane. Solitary Island Sway.
It's about finding peace and joy in solitude and quiet with lots of palm trees. Se no está mal. Ojalá que te gustan es una mezcla de cumbia, ska y mambo por la orquesta de ska de Melbourne para ustedes aquí esta noche. ¿Listos, señores? Bueno, vamos, Nicky. Arráncanse.
Rise on up and chase another day. costa marinero, hago milagros de amor. Soy la sonrisa del alma y el perfume del autor. Soy la sonrisa del alma y el perfume del autor. Ritmo tambor y flores, ritmo tambor, tambor y flores, ritmo tambor y flores. Las dedico para ti, azucenas y gardenias y perfume de alelí.
Ritmo tambor y flores, ritmo tambor, tambor y flores, ritmo tambor y flores, ritmo tambor, tambor y flores.
Un jardinero de amor, siempre hay una flor se va, otro viene la cultiva, de cualquier otro será.
Ritmo tambor y flores, ritmo tambor. Tambor y flores, ritmo tambor, y flores, ritmo tambor, tambor y flores.
Yeah.
In 2008, Sally released an album called Birth, Deaths and Marriages, a great and eclectic collection of songs recorded with some of Melbourne's great musicians, including James Black on guitar, Bruce Ames on keyboards, Patrick Cronin on trumpet, and even a string trio. First, a song that sounds profound to these ears. Then Boom Baby Boomer, a song about adventure in a faraway country. And lastly, And So We Meet, a single by the Kevins, released in 1979. This is Mother's Day by Sally Ford.
I light a candle for your memory every time it comes around. But it's not just your anniversary. Lately I've found it could be Mother's Day or any other day. Birthday, death day, Wednesday, Saturday, all night and day, I'm missing you. I write some verses and a melody, whatever comes to mind. And tonight I thought I saw you walking near the shrine. It could be Father's Day or any other day. Birthday, death day, Friday, Saturday, all night and day, I'm missing you. Take a photo of the Ferris wheel and watch it spinning round. But it's not exactly how I feel when my feet are on the ground. It could be Arbor Day or any New Year's Day. Tuesday, Thursday, Cup Day, show day, picnic on Labor Day, Remembrance Day, Atonement Day, Daffodils for Cancer Day, Christmas Day, Boxing Day, Work Day, Holiday, Summer's Day, Winter's Day, all night and day, I'm missing you. I'm missing you. I'm missing you. I'm missing you. I light a candle for your memory. As old as you do, have the years been as unkind? When I look into a mirror, you know I can't say I don't mind. But didn't we follow the same map of youth, making all the same mistakes, searching for
some bitter truth. We took white powders to climb the highest mountains, smuggling cocaine through the frontier towns. Slept in a treehouse in Southern California, high in the redwoods where the sun don't shine. Whoever knows where life will take us, what will make and what will break us. We took so many foolish risks, no one came out unscathed. Each line you see on my face, etched into my skin, it's just another small reminder of the trouble we got in. We rode with the cowboys in the jungles of Colombia, camped on the beaches of the Florida Keys, tasted San Pedro in Ecuador, cooked up by some gringo we called the Cactus King.
Can't roll up a fat punto rojito.
Well, this episode of And This One's Introduced By started as a presentation of Every Happiness by Sally Ford in the Idiomatics, and it ended up as a celebration of the talent of Sally Ford. I hope you enjoyed listening almost as much as I enjoyed presenting these songs. The last track I'd like to play features 23-year-old Paul Kelly in a band with Sally Ford called the High Rise Bombers. I've been reading about those times in a recent book about the Melbourne rock and roll scene called The Naked Rockstar by someone who played in those bands, Raphael Lee Cass. If you'd like to know more, you can order your own copy of The Naked Rockstar through Facebook. Raphael also recorded this track that came from a cassette called The Fred Cassette Company. Thanks for listening. Please join me next week on And This One's Introduced By on 3CR with Dr. Gonzo and Loretta Miller introducing the tracks from her new self-titled album. This is Sally Ford and Keith Shadwick on saxes, Martin Armature and Chris Dyson on guitars, Fred Lee Cass on bass, John Lloyd on drums, with Paul Kelly and the High Rise Bombers, and State of War.
Turn on the lights, turn the stuff jumping. No escape, except those nerves.